Okay, Daddy Mihole. Yeah. FF-led government formation talks, day one. Reporting for duty, sir.
Relax now, Jack Shomer. A slowly, slowly catchy monkey. Or donkey, more like.
I hear you can't still be bitter about Simon.
Tis the bitterness that has me fit as a full forward, I'll have you know.
Fitbit Martin, we should call you.
I like it.
But look, we have to get a new coalition done, stat.
No, no, no.
And I am the leader of the negotiating pack.
In the same way it was your budget, like, as in not really.
What?
I'll be calling the shots. Of wheatgrass, very bitter, very good for the gut. Very, very good.
Right, so I'm hearing drag the backside out of it for another week.
Ah, around mid-January will be time enough, like.
That's 6-7 weeks after the election. What on earth?
Sure, there's nothing urgent for us to be fixing.
Housing crisis, disaster, emergency. Ditto the fires of hell.
Look it, we're in power forever now. The people have just given us another 70 years to think about fixing housing.
Wow.
Using only tax breaks for multinational landlords for some reason.
All right. As slow as a Cavan Monaghan Count Centre. Got it.
Now, before I do a deal in a ditch after a dithery doser with some heifer humper independence, how do we stretch this out now?
Well, first up, I've arranged a cup of tea with the Labour leader.
Not that dose with the Trinity accent. She's like a mammy out of a Sally Rooney novel. Ah, well, the things I'll do to Mitch on running the country, in terms of...
That's why I think it's very important that before we begin, I issue a health warning to you.
Health warning? You went from 37 seats down to 6 and now back up to 11. If you were to plot Labour's electoral performance on a graph, it'd look like a heart attack.
Well, just to be clear, we're going to be talking to the Social Democrats and the Greens first.
Sorry,
and
then... Greens? I think they're using the singular now, to be fair.
Yes, but there are red line issues that pertain to what we
believe. Yeah. We'll see you in the new year. Don't call me, I'll call you.
Excuse me.
Maybe.
Bye-bye.
The Social Democrats will only be in a government of change.
I don't carry any cash with me.
I was saying that we're not here to make up the numbers.
Oh, sorry. I have to take this.
We are wanting quality public services.
What size would you say my head is?
Why are you asking?
I just have someone out shopping for a flat cap. Like, I might need it later for...
Are you even listening?
Sorry, Ness. Yes, of course I am. Go on.
The amount of catastrophes that this...
Do you know a fella that I could get a bag of turf off?
I don't.
Surely around the flats you would know someone.
Our
would...
voices must be heard. If you don't listen,
All right. How are your horses? I'm wearing a capine and all.
Well, you better have deep pockets, because the people of Kerry have wants and they have needs.
They want tar.
Yep.
Sorry, tar.
The roads.
Oh, yes.
We want bypasses and dual carriageways.
Ring roads.
Ferry ring roads.
And for Tipperary as well, after missing mass to meet me hall. Remove the vat from Greyhounds. Remove it.
Lads, look, I'll pave the whole of Kerry and Tip with roads made out of grants, if you like. But can we not have a nice long Christmas, can
you
we?
You can, yeah. Surely.
Very good.
But for any coalition deal, we must confer with the king of the little people first.
And that is exactly why I'll be doing a deal with the slightly less hoppity hoopla branch of independent deputies.
What?
Eventually.
No, what?
And a boxer and Grealish. Don't concern yourself with the details.
They'll be wanting tar as well.
Roundabouts. Tall roads.
Roads for Greyhounds.
Yes. And then it'll be Tarras Jack for Lowry and his crew of Civil War Party off. Cuts and scraps.
Nothing but tar. Yes. Hey, everybody. Celebrate good times. Come on.
What?
Fine Gael is back with a bang.
Yeah, bang. And your popularity is gone.
Let's get this party started. Who's for champagne? Yay.
See, Daisy.
Got all over my suit. Trash. Let me help you with that T-shirt. No, don't bother. It's ruined. Who is that? Patrick O'Donovan. You're in the wrong meeting. This is my party. My party.
Fine Gael.
That's what I said. My party. You're in Fine Fall.
No, honestly, no, Taoiseach. I'm in yours.
What?
Yes, he is. Nobody's seen him in a while since the bike shed fiasco. That he was in charge for.
Sorry, on a point of order, now that wasn't me. When I was OPW minister, I was only responsible for all the floods in Cork. That's why I topped the poll in Limerick. They love that. Cork flooded to bits. Where was I? This election is a massive triumph. It's a total... What was that?
There goes the sign for new energy.
Stop that, Helen. Don't pick it up. I don't need it. New energy is over.
Oh.
I'm using the phrase renewal now.
What?
Renewal.
If you blue shirts tried renewal already...
Oh yeah, renewal.
All those people are in the dustbin since...
Public affairs, I think they call it these days.
Block. Not a new energy party anymore, a renewal. So more like an antique that's been pulled rotting out of a ditch after 20 years and repainted.
No.
Actually, it took 45 years to get to Dáileadh.
What on earth is that?
That's Willie Aird, one of our new deputies.
Willie Aird? Is that his name?
I'm a farmer from Cohenleash.
Well, I gathered that from the suit. Oh. It has that freshly scrubbed with a yard brush look. Ugh.
My first time up in Dublin here, I can't wait to see the time and the slime.
Wow.
And Rosha Stores.
What are these words he speaks?
And so the talent drain is complete.
Thank God I'm the lead negotiator for the formation of government talks.
You are? Well, that's going to burst into literal flames, so.
Oh yes, Helen, you will be the lead negotiator, but with Pascal to you know...
To be the de facto coalition whisperer. Oh, story of my life. I had to do all the debates. Yep. Now I have to do this. I have to do everything. How come she gets away with being rubbish?
Because Bernard Durkin lost my party the title of Father of the Doll. Simon Novity's retirement means we still have to hold on to the title of Drip of the Doll. So Helen, take a bow. The first woman to have it. Equality. Achieved! Simon does it!
This is truly a great honour, and I want to assure everyone that I will work night and day, day and night, tirelessly defending
the... Yes. Now I want to outline a series of renewal hashtags. Yes, who's got their hand up there?
I don't have my hand up.
Oh, it was your eyebrow. Sorry, Jennifer Double Barrel. Yes, go on.
But I might as well just come to the front of the room where I belong.
No, no, no. Stand over there, in the shadow of my quiff. That's where you belong.
It's a very wilting quiff these days, though.
If you have something to contribute, Pascal, please do so in the professional manner.
What?
By mumbling under your breath while someone else is talking. That's the way to do it.
As I was saying, yes. Deputy Harris,
Taoiseach,
there's a lot of new faces here today.
My faces from my party.
And I want to get to know all of these lovely new parliamentary party leadership votes.
What?
Oops. Sorry, I mean members.
That's enough now.
Members.
Okay. Don't forget, this is a celebration. For me, for I am an esteemed, important man, and I deserve parity of esteem.
Oh, dear.
Oh, what was that?
Michael Collins is after falling off the wall there, Taoiseach.
Thank you. Shut up, Patrick. Block!
We're on.
In the GAA, last weekend's special congress has given a ringing endorsement to the raft of rule changes suggested by Jim Gavin.
That's right.
Marty Morrissey is here to tell us what this means for the 2025 season.
It's been called the most ambitious overhaul to Gaelic football since the abolition of player pints on the morning of All-Ireland finals.
Whoa.
The new season will see no fewer than 49 rule changes.
Are there even 49 rules in the game?
Apparently so, and now they've all been gussied up to make them as fit for purpose as Marty on a club all-stars night.
Yeah, it's a lot to take on at one time, as the other people at Marty's table are prone to say.
So Congress has also passed a separate enabling motion under which members can tweak the new rules until the 31st of March.
Just how Marty tweaks his courses after the main course.
What? So all players, officials and spectators at upcoming league and club fixtures will be given a QR code.
For cinema tickets, is it? I saw Gladiator last weekend.
What?
Paul Mescal's clearly been winter training, so good omen for Kildare there.
No. The QR code will allow for feedback on the new rules.
Just how you give feedback when you leave your mic on while going to the Jacks after the big dinner.
Sadly now, most of the people at GAA matches cannot use an air code. Never mind a QR code.
Actually, I think Cooley uses QR codes for boarding our private trains to club games.
For God's sake.
But anyway, what change are you most looking forward to, Marty?
Oh, without a doubt, Des, it has to be the GAA's introduction at last of Hooters.
Whoa.
That's right.
Well, it'll certainly make a dramatic change from Supermax.
Now you said it.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No.
Mary Lou, here I go again.
Hello?
Sup, Ivana, it's Mary Lou.
Oh, I wasn't expected to hear from you.
I'm just rotting on the couch here doing my performative outreach to other parties of the left, which neither of us really are, let's face it.
Well, speak for yourself. We are the party of James Connolly, we are the party of progress, and we are the party of change and fairness and making
Says
sure...
Says the party of Jobbridge Joan, who cut off payments to lone parents. I mean, really.
Well, at least we didn't co-opt the language of the far right and our immigration policy, which is exactly what...
Look, hun, I'm not calling to have a big swinging hammer and sickle contest with you. I'm just calling to have a chinwag among gal pals.
Gal pals. Well, right, look, I am totally open to working on and establishing a meaningful relationship
between them. Yeah, speaking of Banjack's relationships, did you see Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter are donezo?
Sorry, I beg your pardon.
They're taking a break, which is so sad. I liked them. That's me, depresso.
I don't understand the...
Espresso? It was only the most listened to song on Spotify. I mean, come on.
Not on my house. I'm more partial to Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
Of course you are.
But back to the matter at hand. I propose a united left
front.
Right,
bored now. Hanging up.
Well, I actually wasn't finished.
Okay, just give this one a call, Leo.
Hello. Who's this?
Hi, Holly. It's Mammy left here. How are you? You looked wrecked online, hon.
Well, I guess...
Yeah.
Sorry, you just called me
to... I'd say you were raging you didn't get the baby boost payment, are you? 420 yo-yos only for babies born in December. Ugh, what a sickener. So close.
You know... Actually, I'm quite busy.
I'm just calling so we can continue this little charade of lefty negotiations.
Well, it's not a charade for us.
Sure, sure.
The Social Democrats are passionate about delivering left-wing solutions to housing, healthcare...
You're obviously a bit doolally with tardiness, but can I remind you that you were founded by Stephen Donnelly, not Karl Marx?
You know...
Speaking of bald men having a bad week, have you seen the crack with Greg Wallace?
Ugh. How is that relevant?
He was raging at middle-class women of a certain age, i.e. your whole voting base.
Look, I really have to go.
Enjoy your mat leave. Ugh, I'm so jealous. I'd love to check out for a few months like you will be.
I am going to gently hang up now.
Now, before you go, what's your favourite Christmas ad? Do you like Keelty doing the toy show? Where do you stand on quality streets using paper wrappers now? Holly? Holly, you still there? Hello?
Good afternoon to you, Ray, here with Amy Huberman. Yay!
Thanks for having me, Ray.
She always finds the bright side of every downer.
Don't you just love these early dark evenings? So cosy.
And she's off already.
Wow, I love how your forehead veins are like little men.
Let me out of Ray's face. This laugh really hurts.
So... This election, worst turnout ever.
I just think it's amazing that people trusted their neighbours so much. They didn't feel the need to go vote themselves.
Right.
That's real neighbourly love.
Even so, it was supposed to be a time for change, and it's all just stayed the same, hasn't it?
Every party got their fair share of seats, so there were no real losers. Yay!
Well, except for the Greens.
Yes.
Gone.
And now they can go back and spend all their time dozing in nature, which they love.
Yeah.
Everyone's a winner.
No, I think we have to stop hoisting those elected into the air. It's very bad for their spines.
Are you talking about the fun adult birthday bumps?
Yeah.
They are so adorable.
I don't like being touched by friends. No, thank you. Not for me.
I loved how they tried to lift Barry Ward and they only got him up about 4 inches.
Careful.
Because his feet are so firmly planted on the ground.
Good save.
He seems like such a humble guy.
How about controversial candidates like Jerry the Monk Hutch? What do you think of him?
His message was that the past is the past and you can be whoever you want to be. Inspiring, wasn't it?
What do you think of yet another coalition?
I don't just see it as a coalition, but as a collaboration. Fianna Fáil are basically doing a collab with Fine Gael and they're going to endorse independent TDs as if the Culchies are spawn con freebies that just arrived in the post.
Bit of laughter there, not sure why.
Mio will be like, hi followers, I just got sent this lovely Culchie in the post and I'm going to try to use them to glow up my government. And then a few months later, he would post the before and after videos.
Okay, that's enough positivity. Coming up next, a jolly chat with somebody ruined by reminding them of that time they witnessed a terrible tragedy.
Oh.
Thanks, Amy. Bye.
Last weekend's election saw a host of shiny new faces return to Dáil Éireann. Ha! Got you there! We got a raft of owlfellas, the odd woman, and even odder young people. Now that's what I call representative democracy. Fianna Fáil emerged with the most seats and the most nepo babies. They include Noel Dempsey's young one, Seamus Brennan's young fella, Sean Arda's daughter and Michael McGrath's big brother. At least they didn't waddle in another Cowan. The youngest Fianna Fáiler is Albert Dolan, who I presume was elected after being mistaken for being a nepo member of the Joe Shaw family.
Look, and I can't wait to go to Leinster House. I turned 26 and count day and my mammy sang happy birthday on the telly. And look, I'm a wee bit of crack, you know? So that's Jack Chambers in trouble, I'd say. Micheál Martin out there, you're my hero, Micheál. When I was born, you were only halfway to destroying this country. And when I'm your age, Fianna Fáil will be halfway to fixing housing. Gallivaboo!
The youth are truly lost. With 18 TDs departing, the Blue Shirts had to recruit some new shirts. Among them, James Gaga-Aga-Agan of Dublin Bay South.
So, it's in my DNA. In fact, my family tree consists of centuries of judges and TDs shifting and marrying each other until, to quote Lizzo, I just did a DNA test Turns out I'm 100% that rich.
Mic drop. Other new Fine Gaelers include Emer Curry, the daughter of Austin. Ooh, Nordy nepotism. That's new. Also Kira Kyo, who made history as the first Kira with a K in the Dáil. And Paula Butterly of Louth, who was elected by virtue of not being John McGahan. I sense an Utterly Butterly headline in her future. Only joking, she'll never be heard of again, unless she punches someone. And that brings us to the Shinners. Here's Pierce Darty, who has a voice like a punch.
That's right. We've a few new TDs such as Fiantón O'Sullivan, which feels a bit too on the nose, to be honest. He's got about 15 fadas. It's like we asked AI to invent the shinneriest shinner of all time. There's also someone called Natasha Newsome Drennan, but don't worry about that. The Ard Corlia has sent her for urgent fada reassignment surgery.
Panadol Doherty there. Meanwhile, Labour has the first TD born in the 21st century. Yes, Owen Kenny from Mallow is just 24. I googled him. He looks like a two Johnny stunt double. Labour says he was born in the year 2000. I demand a recount. Owen is so young he doesn't remember when Labour cut the dole of people his age so that they'd emigrate in a Gilmore gale of sadness and betrayal. It's the only reason I can think of why a young person would join Labour. The Sock Dems are right there. Hello. And of course, there's the new independent TDs, like Barry Heenahan, a 26-year-old from Dublin Bay North who's being ratatouille'd by Finian McGrath and has found himself in a technical group with Michael Lowry and Verona Murphy. Don't do this to yourself, Barry. Just emigrate to Perth like a normal young fella. Micheál Lehane, underwhelmed, Leinster House.
Just one more.
Richard Boyd Barrett's phone, RBB speaking.
The OG lefty. Listen, just calling to check in,
Mary Lou. Well, I hope that despite not calling for a vote left movement for the election, you are now finally committing to building a bulwark against the neoliberalist forces that have engulfed the Irish state.
I like you, Richard, but not in that way, yeah?
Well, thank God. I was worried that you'd call our bluff about actually going into government.
As if you only have three seats. Next time we'll make sure we hoover up those ones as well.
Sorry, excuse me, what?
Nothing at all. Listen, Richard, do you mind just hanging out on the phone for just a few more moments there?
Is that because you want to hear my views on the Dunleary baths?
No.
Which are an absolute...
Just a minute, okay?
Sorry, what
we
do
don't we even have to say anything.
What is happening here?
Okay. Yep, that's a full minute done. Right, I can now put out a statement saying we've been in contact. Thanks.
I don't think this approach of veneering negotiation is very helpful to the common cause of comradeship.
Thanks, Richard. Right, back to scrolling through Dirin Garrahy's wedding photos. Feathers. Festive, to be fair. Though it is really giving turkey still in the shed vibes. Unfortunate.
Yes.
Prune juice now would be the best for that complaint.
Is everybody present and crocked?
It should say correct.
Oh, I don't have my glasses.
Silence, please, and have some respect for the elders.
Yes, quiet.
Shush.
We are gathered here today to induct into our most exclusive enclave of seniority. Deputy Willie O'Dea.
Yes, I'm over the quarter, lads.
William has become one of the elders on account of taking on the mantle of longest-serving Chuck Tadola and father of the Dáil.
Also for most shite talked in it.
Yes, your mon. Manure na herald.
Thank you, Elder Robinson. Yes.
May you wear it as well as I did, Willie, until you finally shuffle off into lycra shorts and a scruffy beard and meandering documentaries about railway lines our party's closed down.
Allow Elder North.
On behalf of the uppity chamber, when I proudly served as father of the Shannon.
Only because you couldn't get into my chamber.
Oh, I got into enough chambers, don't you worry, Miggledy.
My word!
Ours is a broad chapel, a safe haven for all distinguished seniors who all keep the apps open on their phones.
Who can only use the television if someone else does the big remote control first.
Whose ringtone sounds like an old-fashioned landline and is never muted. Never!
As father of the house, you will, to wit, be entitled to use the disabled toilet without having to explain yourself.
You can keep your scarf on inside the chamber without being mistaken for a member of the
stickies.
I'll find a kid.
You can roll your eyes when you hear of young people napping out to afford mortgages and whisper about them wasting money on avocado toast, even though you've never tasted an avocado.
It's class, lads. Is there a cash prize, though, or a hamper?
Ours is a ceremonial.
A special hat, even.
What?
Or a tart.
No.
Or some sort of garland or chaplet.
Being father of the Doyle is a metaphorical coronet that sets you above the madding crowd.
Furthermore, one is immune to criticism oneself.
That's right.
While simultaneously afforded the gravitas to criticise everybody else.
And you may do this until one sheep comes in from pasture on common ground, as it were.
What the hell does that mean?
Zero fecks given till pensions and then death, Willie.
Wow.
Shimmo!
Hip hip hooray! Hip hip hooray! Thank you.
And now, it's time for Liberal Ladies. Three gal pals doing it for themselves. Oh, yeah.
Hey, besties.
Hey, girlies.
Hi.
So, are we all ready for the toy show tonight?
Oh, not for me. It promotes the commercialization of the holidays.
You mean Christmas?
Ours is a secular home. But I'm very spiritual.
Aoife just means she lights candles when shopping online.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think it's cute seeing all the kids testing different toys.
Aoife, those sections are just totally gendered. Oh, look, here's a little boy playing with some dinosaurs. Excuse me, he can play with princesses if he wants.
Also, dinosaurs is an ageist slur. Only people over 45 can use it so that they can reclaim it for themselves.
Yourselves?
Did you just...
girls, back to the toy show? I actually think they showcase kids with so many different interests.
It's a little performative. The token posh kid, the token culshy kid, the token bratty one.
I'm sensing a lot of negative energy towards little girls and boys and gender plus others.
She's a little put out. Her Fiacra auditioned and didn't get through.
Ah. He was brilliant. He played Rasputin's second concerto.
Rachmaninoff?
Maybe he wasn't tragic enough to make it through.
Oh, if only they'd met his mother.
He has a devastating couscous allergy. Orty is too scared to cast middle-class boys. That's what it is.
Well, lower middle class.
Ugh.
My favourite bit is when the children drive the little cars across the set and take forever. Beep, beep.
That part is patronising. Denying agency to young people by telling them they can't drive real cars.
What about when they surprise the kids? That's definitely cute.
Which surprises? Trips to the problematic Disney conglomerate park so they can increase their carbon footprint?
Very damaging to the rainforest that Sandy Cove relies on for its supply of avocados and quinoa.
I'm pretty sure that's not right.
I hope a kid has their dream come true when a celebrity appears suddenly behind them.
Triggering a traumatic response and causing permanent social anxiety. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have to sneak Junior Xanax into their selection box.
My Ernest is still scared of Mace thanks to Johnny Sexton.
Which of your kids is that again? The one who lies all the time?
Drat. So I guess neither of you want to be my plus one tonight.
To what?
You have a ticket for the toy show.
Aoife, OMG, I'll go.
No, me.
But I thought you both said...
Yeah, forget what we said.
Aoife, you know I'm your best friend.
Christmas is a time for Christian giving, Aoife, so give me the ticket.
I'm sorry I said that thing about you dying alone and deserving it for showing up in the same shade of mauve at day two of my 42nd birthday when I invited you to the after.
Please, oh please.
And I'll take you shopping in Avoca.
Please.
And you can pick whatever you want.
Yes,
I bring you the Rolls Royce.
I gotta say, winning feels so good. I've just launched a $200 fragrance called Fight, Fight, Fight.
Uh-huh.
It's called that because it can also be used as a pepper spray. It's true. A lot of
that is super cool, Mr. President.
The only thing is the lamestream media are really gunning for the most powerful man in America.
What are they saying about me?
Excuse me?
It's that Nick Clegg a-hole, isn't it? He says I'm the political puppet master of the United States.
What a douche. Nobody tells me what to do.
Never.
Except when you told me to make Gates the AG and set up that new department and my pick for defense. Wait a second.
So Mark Zuckerberg's doormat is calling you a puppet?
Huh?
That's rich.
And
believe me, no one's as rich as you are or were. The lying New York Times says you spent a quarter of a billion on my campaign. No one's seen numbers like it. Wow, that's more than I donated.
Yeah, it's a quarter of a billion more, in fact.
And people think I would do something for you in return. Nasty people.
Absolutely not. I'm here to serve my Martian masters.
You know, you're here a lot. Have you moved into Mar-a-Lago?
I really believe in public duty and sacrifice, also taking over the world.
You're like my shadow, but with less charisma.
What?
Even less than Jared had.
Good choice making Kushner's dad the ambassador to Paris.
I tried to keep that family away from my hot daughter.
The one Jared's married to?
I'm so jealous. It's unbelievable.
It's amazing that literally none of the super weird things you said could ever stop you becoming president.
That's right. And for my birthday, I'm planning to shoot someone on Fifth Avenue, actually, if my poll numbers need a boost.
You know, now that Joe Biden has become morally bankrupt and betrayed everything he stood for,
right,
it kind of makes our MAGA evil less cool.
He pardoned his own son, Hunter. Unbelievable.
It's a total embarrassment for Biden.
I'd never do anything like that. Publicly showing affection for my son? No way.
Also, abuse of power is very much your thing.
Yes.
Like he couldn't even get his own.
Yeah. Anyway, what's going on with my defense guy? A lot of people saying bad things about this dude. What's the deal with Pete Hegseth?
Well, number one, he's accused of sexual assault.
I don't see a problem.
He pursued female subordinates.
Same.
Financial irregularities at charities.
Who hasn't?
His own mom thinks he's an a-hole.
Too many mothers are women.
And he drank to excess.
Hold on. This guy drinks alcohol?
Yes.
I can't have that. Your guy is in big trouble now, believe me.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to shake a magic eight ball on the can later and decide what to do with it.
Pretty cool. Put it there, man.
What the hell is that?
I was going for a fist bump.
No, thank you. I don't do drugs.
Okay, right. Cool. Yeah.
Wish
I was in car.
Hello.
Till Christmas.
If I didn't know any better, I'd think you were avoiding me there.
Deputy Harris, no time to chat. I'm being a state langer in Scotland.
As am I. Parity of esteem.
Does that mean you're cranky and titty too?
You're not still mad about that. I meant nothing by it. All's fair in war. Look at you now. I haven't seen you this happy since Joe Biden gave you a cap.
Or the best day of my life. Yeah. Until Count Day 2024, like.
So, since we've become so good at rotating, you and me...
You have, with all the U-turns. I expect you'll be reversing all over your college fee promises and Department of Infrastructure crap chat now too.
If that's what you want, yes. I'll block Helen for you as well, whatever. Block, block, talk.
Oh, there's much work to be done in the years ahead.
Yes.
Decades.
Decades?
Oh, I intend to be in power so long, my sons will no longer be hot by the time I'm through, in terms of...
Jeepers.
You know, Donald Trump is going to take all the multinationals home.
I know, it's very scary, very scary.
So I'll get to do the one thing I missed out on when we crashed out of office in 2011. Austerity.
Wow. Oh, no.
I'll finally be emulating Jack Lynch.
Yeah.
They might even name one of the bypasses after me, like.
Of course, the billion-euro roads will approve to buy off votes from those Sidona-snorting, slitter-licking, greyhound-mounting TDs. You and me together.
But 10 seats apart, like.
I'll do and say whatever you want. I'm your parrot of esteem.
All the same, I've many, many options to think about. Many options.
No, options? Select Simon.
I'll see you at the formation talks. No tick-tocking and blackguarding.
Yes. Michal, sir, yes.
Owen.
Yes, anything.
Bring a spare pair of underpants. That's a good lad.
Oh.